Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you believe the Patriots were spying on the One Win Bengals under the guise of their television show? Do you really believe it?
Oh, no!
This is something that we 100% have zero involvement with.
Dale Arnold.
It's raining here in New York City this morning. It actually is just all the tears pouring down from the greater New England area.
Buy me a river!
Rich Keefe. Andy, it's nice of you to make a point to make Chime chorus recital.
I don't understand!
Dale and Keith, middays.
And he was booing the Patriots. He would be disciplined.
I wanted to share my ostrich story with you.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Steve DiAssi is in the house as well. And once again, the Lion cheating Patriots are at the top of the news cycle, or at least the sports news cycle for everybody across the country. Allegations being made. That a Patriots, not football operations film crew, but a Patriots craft sports production film crew,
right,
was caught in Cleveland videotaping ostensibly a documentary, a little mini documentary. They've got a series called Do Your Job that they run on the website where they show, you know, behind the scenes people that fans don't normally get to see. They were shooting this on the advanced scout for the Patriots. They reportedly hired an independent contractor from Cleveland to actually film it. The independent contractor reportedly spent 8 minutes with his camera trained on the Cincinnati Bengals sideline.
But don't you think that guy was instructed exactly what they wanted, right? I mean, that's the whole idea.
Like, one would think.
If you're going to bring somebody in, if I'm going to have a camera guy come in and shoot something for my documentary, I think I'm going to be pretty, I'm not like, hey, do whatever you feel is right. Like, he doesn't know what the hell the project is. You're going to say, listen, film him, film this. Like, somebody had to have told him or her to
here's
film
the B-roll.
The sideline.
Yes. Here's the B-roll. Get B-roll. Some sideline right. 8 minutes worth.
I don't know. That part of it's weird. That's why I would love to see the video, and I'm curious if it eventually gets out. You know, I wonder if the Bengals made a copy of it before they sent it off to the league.
Well, reportedly, the Bengals have a copy.
Yeah, okay.
Now, the Patriots, according to Dan Wetzel, do not have a copy. They don't know what's on it,
at least not directly.
Interesting.
Maybe it's up in the cloud. Maybe we can all get access to it.
Maybe the NFL already got rid of it.
Maybe they destroyed it.
Yeah, who knows? Right. Who knows?
Delete permanently.
A source told Diana Rossini that after the videographer conducted a pregame interview with the Patriots scout, a Bengals employee watched a monitor that showed the Patriots camera shot was of the Bengals coaches and staff on the sidelines for the entire first quarter.
Oh, my God. You can't do that.
Now,
you can't do it.
I'll play devil's advocate.
It gets better and better. It was eight minutes.
Well, more. I'll play devil's advocate, and I don't know the situation.
All right.
So the guy, he shoots the interview with the scout. They do that. Now, they don't really have anything to do for a while. He leaves the camera and just walks away. And it's trained on the sideline. He's not even looking at the camera or the monitor at that point. And, you know, because why would you just leave it trained in the one place for the entire first quarter?
Unless you were trying to cheat
and steal, I guess.
I do think that those in charge of it, though, have to make it very clear. But listen, you're in the press box, but it's a league rule. In fact, if anybody knows the league rule, it's us. You could film this guy. You could do an interview. If you want to take a look at the spread that we have here in the press box and all the great food we have, go for it. You cannot point the camera onto the field. We've gotten in trouble for it in the past. People still connect us to it all these years later. You cannot shoot the field. You can't shoot the game, let alone the sideline and the opposing coaching staff.
According to Diana Rossini, a Bengals employee flagged media relations. They're in Cleveland now. Bengals security then interviewed the Patriots videographer. This was also taped, according to Diana Rossini.
Like that.
The cameraman reportedly asked if they could just delete the footage and all be forgotten.
Oh, boy.
They were not allowed to do that.
Sounds guilty.
The Bengals confiscated the tape, sent a copy to the NFL. Now, what I don't understand is if this is in Cleveland, what right does the do the Bengals have to confiscate tapes from anybody?
Right. I mean, they're filming your team, though.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's the
thing. No, I'm just saying, I mean, I could see them saying to Cleveland, hey, you know, this is your press box and your credential, but you got to get that tape.
Right. And how much security do you have with the team on a visiting, you know, when you're visiting another, maybe they bring more because it's only Cincinnati to Cleveland, but.
Well, they claim that this was a Bengals security official. Are they in the press box?
I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. How many security officials do they have there? Well, they're probably maybe in a lecture, but maybe the owner of the Bengals is there, and he's got his own security or whatever, and they're in the press box at level or whatever. Something like that is probably easy. Word gets back quick, whatever. Who knows?
It just doesn't. Yeah, like the optics of it just don't look great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're filming the sideline for that long, it's like, what are you doing? Who told you to do that? Were you doing that on your own?
Yes.
Just because you were bored, or was there something more to it?
Yeah, agreed. And either way, there's no good excuse.
No, there isn't.
There really isn't.
No.
There's no. First off, there's no good excuse.
Shoot it to begin with.
You need to know.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the idea of content, and I understand the idea of getting that stuff together. But at some point, you have to look at things in the big picture. I also think you'll have a scenario where they'll stop traveling for those for craft productions. Why would you even invite that monster into the equation? They're going to retool a lot of things because of this, and it's just, I think it's crazy and wild, but you can understand and for two reasons. You can understand the national debate, because not debate, it's not even a debate. You can understand the angst by other NFL franchises. You know, there's another opportunity to take them down a peg. That's part of it. That's part of it. Not say it's all of it.
No,
that's part of it.
It absolutely is,
617-779-7937. Derek's in New Hampshire. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
What's up?
Hey, so you guys touched on this a little bit about the them filming the sidelines for the groupings and whatnot for certain plays. I don't know if you guys recall, but the video about the Super Bowl against the Seahawks, Belichick said himself, we saw it on film, their groupings. I knew something was off. Do you guys think they've been doing this for a while now, and they're now just getting caught?
Was Belichick talking about the groupings on the sideline or the groupings that actually came into the game offensively?
The groupings they were having troubles with because they sent out.
It's not that hard.
I think it's the personnel, right? I think he saw who the players were.
The personnel is not. It's not that hard to figure it out.
They got five DBs in.
Or even if you're talking about the offensive groupings, even easier because now you're saying, okay, well, there's one tight end, there's one back, there's three receivers. Boom, boom, boom. You know, and you don't even use the second, the third number. You just do the tight ends and running backs. You do okay. There's 12. There's one. There's zero. You know, whatever. It became second nature as a player to look on the sidelines and see who was coming in. Even when you're in the game, I was trying to call the huddles and make the call, but you can still see the personnel that's coming to the game. Coaches see it even easier. So, and that's just on the field. I never watched a minute of film in terms of what the sidelines did sending personnel in. Personnel groups are easy, very easy to see and to make calls based accordingly.
Louis in Fall River. Hey, Louis.
How you doing, guys? First of all, we're not going to learn nothing by taping the Cincinnati, and this is what we need to win another Super Bowl. Every time they talk stuff about us, what do? We beat up everybody. What are we going to gain by doing this to them? Nothing. Right?
We're not talking about what, I mean, I understand you're probably right. You're not gaining anything from it. Then why do it?
We had this argument 10 years ago or whatever, or 12, more than that. I mean,
why
it's the
do
same
it?
Kind of idea. You felt like they were winning without him, and you know, Belichick even kind of admitted there's that scene with him and Kraft during the whatever video that one was. You know, like what are you doing?
Right,
like, why'd you even do it? But even if it's a slight advantage, and you're and Belichick doesn't even, that's not a great argument because Belichick doesn't look at the Bengals 1-12 and say that's an automatic win.
Right.
He might be the only guy who does it, right? Like everybody else is like, oh, they're going to win just by how much. I don't think that's even how he thinks.
I think when I last checked, they were 10-point favorites on the road.
Is that it? I mean, I guess the Patriots haven't played great, so I guess that's
only because of,
that really goes to show you where they're at, right? Earlier in the year, they were 20-something point favorites. Now they're playing a worse team and they're only 10. That's yikes.
Can't score enough points.
That's the offense for you,
Matt's in Wilmington. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. So, to me, the biggest dummy in all of this
is whoever made the decision, the executive producer, whoever, to put an advanced scout on this type of documentary. Isn't the advanced scout's job essentially to go there, find tendencies, find weaknesses, and do the legal spying that you are allowed to do? So how the hell is anybody supposed to document and videotape him without getting in trouble and detail his job? It is the dumbest assignment I've ever heard.
Well, you know, I'll tell you easily how you do it as part of your series. Do your job. You show the preparation that he does before he even leaves for Cleveland. You show him coming to the stadium, talking maybe to some other scouts that he knows. You see him taking notes on what's going on in the field because they're using his computer, whatever. You're not showing the film.
That sounds so compelling, Steve.
Well, but like, again, I'm not. But listen. Well, I'm not commenting, Matt. Matt, I'm not commenting on whether I want to watch it or not. I don't care to watch I want to watch Bill Belichick discuss the top 100 players in the history of the game. I want to watch him and Saban tonight talking about coaching. Other than that, I don't care about any other ancillary NFL programming. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care what they – but the Crafts have this whole Kraft Productions thing, and that's what they're trying to do. Whether or not you like the content, that's your personal opinion. What matters is they're trying to get content. I agree with you.
When you make that decision, though, I mean, out of all those ones, you got to go, well, this is a guy who is essentially our legal spy. Every team has him. We're allowed to go out and scout the teams beforehand.
It's not a spy if you're doing it legally, if you're doing it out in the open. I know what you mean. He's a scout.
There's no way that you can actually do this unless, you're getting videos of him coming off an elevator, walking into the press box, and just video him writing
Matt,
things down.
Matt,
interview
just,
him.
Matt, just because
do
you
interviews.
Don't want to see it is beside
right,
the point.
Right, that's a silly point.
The whole premise here is to show the people behind the scenes that fans don't normally see.
But I think,
they see the players. They see the coaches.
Right, they've done a whole bunch of
They
these.
Show the trainer. They show the equipment guys and what goes into their
right.
day's work. I mean, it's just a behind-the-scenes look.
Yeah, but to the caller's point, what are you going to be looking at? So you send a film crew to this guy, the scout who is watching the game. What footage are you really going to get?
I'll give perfect examples.
Okay.
I said it to him earlier. His preparation before the game, what he's doing, who he's the other scouts in the organization that he's talking to, his...
So can you do that when he's at home or when he's at his office?
Okay, but
that's just
the part of it. Okay,
all right.
Now on the road. Now if you're on the road, he might not even be in Foxborough. You never know. Some of these advanced scouts live in different parts of the
all right,
country.
But
how about
at the game?
At the game, maybe.
So in the right. stadium, what footage are you really getting?
What are you looking for? I'm pointing at Rich. You're the advanced
right.
scout.
Yeah.
Tell me what it is you do here. What are you looking for?
So
well,
now
during
I'm,
a break in the game.
So now you're interrupting him during the game?
Well, no. They interviewed him before they said.
Before
the game. They're saying, so when you come here, what is it that you're looking for? What's the sort of information you're gathering?
And there is a way to legally do it, but I think the caller, I get what he's saying. It's you go in there, and what's best case scenario? You bring in a camera crew to film a guy who's watching the game.
But we all agree
for
it was
3 hours. You're going to be looking at this guy watching the game. I'm not.
We all agree the content isn't that interesting.
Yeah, forget about whether it's the most interesting or the least interesting. I feel like you could talk to him in his office. You could talk to him in his hotel room. You could talk to him like on his way into the game. But when you're in there, because let's face it, if you're watching the game in the press box and you have the camera on him, that's legal. You
right.
turn the camera 45 degrees onto the field, illegal. So you're already playing a dangerous game. Like the risk reward here, the reward is you get a great episode 8 of Do Your Job on Patriots.com, which is like buried at the bottom of the website. You can
Agreed.
Barely find it.
Agreed.
The risk is Spygate 2 is now trending and Belichick has to answer questions about why you're filming Cincinnati.
And obviously that didn't get up the line to the point where someone
True.
Would put a stop to it. That's exactly why it is. But
well,
in terms of
presumably a guy like Caseria would have to approve this. I mean, he's the guy in charge of all of that. They would have had to say, hey, Nick, we want to go follow, Rich Keefe, your advanced scout
right.
for the game in Cleveland. Is that okay? Yeah, fine. Go ahead. I mean, somebody had to approve it.
Yeah,
it wouldn't
right.
get to the Belichick level.
No. Belichick, I mean, maybe
he might not even know
who
the advanced scout is.
I would think that he did not talk about this at all, wasn't on his radar at all, and found out about it when we did.
But again, I know exactly what Matt and you're talking about. But this is content that every organization is trying to drive more and more content. And interviewing a guy in his office is not nearly as interesting.
Yeah, right? But so you get it to shows see a little it, action. Press box?
No, it shows a little action beforehand, after the game, maybe. But it shows what it does is show. Believe me, you've watched tons of bad television. All right. It might not be interesting. It might be interesting to those that subscribe to the whole.
No, but it's just whether it's super exciting or super boring. It's just you're running that risk. Like maybe can you interview him in like before he gets on the elevator, like down if you really want that cool shot of like the bowels of the stadium. Like here's a hey, look at it, he's really doing his job.
Right.
But then you get up there and like once you're in the press box, like you gotta be careful. Like you know what?
Agreed.
If you're the cameraman, have your back to the field. It just shoot him that way. Like, you don't see any of the game. You're just focused on him, and you can film it for 3 hours and try to get 3 good minutes out of it.
Matt's in Rhode Island. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
Quick question for you. Is this a story if the camel was on the Brown sideline and they just discussed what they're looking at a football game? I mean,
presumably it is because you're not supposed to do it.
Yes, it would be an issue. No. It just wouldn't be. It would be.
This is a bigger issue because it's your next opponent.
Yes.
Right, obviously,
opponent, or send them to the Carolina Atlanta game in the NFC and talk about what's going on there. I mean, I understand you're trying to get content. The point is, the content is your next opponent. It makes no sense. Why would you do that?
No, it is, but it's also one of those things where. Again, I don't know the camera person, but trying
because
to get inside his head. If you're doing this documentary on the scout, what was the scout watching?
Well,
Cincinnati, not Cleveland.
Right, he's not
so you're
Cleveland.
Showing what he's watching, even though you're not supposed to be able to do that.
But to his point, you don't scout teams that you've already played.
Yeah, right.
That year, and you don't really scout.
And you're not
going
to face them in the playoffs.
Right.
Right.
Pretty good guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So you it's one of those things.
But
where
in
you,
the same way, I'm theorizing here like everybody else. If the advanced scout says, well, among the things I'm looking for is personnel groupings. How often do they use 5 defensive backs?
Right.
How often do they use... And then the videographer says,
like,
well, I'll show
slice
that.
Of that. Like,
I'll get some B-roll for that. Not maybe.
I just think somebody really dropped the ball because if any franchise would be worried about it, it'd be them. It's one thing if this happened to really anybody else. And you know, lower down, you have somebody that works for the website, and then you outsource a cameraman, and they're just at the game, and they think that it's fine. But no, this is an issue. Like, if anybody knows the rule, it's this one team.
Right. Well, they should.
Or they clearly somebody.
They've had enough examples in their lives. Albert's in Rhode Island. Hey, Albert.
Hey, good to talk to you, Dale. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking my call.
On purpose.
Just another,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm kidding, Albert.
I know, Steve, I know. Just another example. And what's going to be great all week is to hear the fans I just heard when I was on hold. It's going to be great to hear adults quiver and act like little sixth graders without you people out there, New England, not even knowing anything except what we know is that for some reason, 8 minutes of 8 minutes of film or 8 minutes of sideline information, that is illegal. It shouldn't happen. It was seen by personnel on the Patriots' breast. We're going to talk about other teams. We're going to talk about jealousy, hate, envy, trying to take the Patriots down. It's going to be a week. It's going to be a free circus and free comedy.
And you're going to love it.
Every normal citizen outside of I'm going to love it.
And now let me ask you this: who's going to love? Who loves it more? When you call in and the 98% of the time that you're wrong and everybody laughs, who enjoys that more? You or when the Patriots are up against it like this?
Steve, I do things that make me happy, even when you guys make fun of me and hang up on me and dog me.
Because
fun.
You're wrong
all
the time,
all.
That's why. Albert, you know, you got to admit, Albert, we've talked before. You're a good guy. I mean, you know you're wrong all the time, don't you?
Hey, I'm not wrong today. I think you guys are in some serious
I didn't ask about today.
Steve, wrong about what? Listen, your quarterback is going to be going at the end of the year. He's had a horrible
It's not my quarterback. I don't play for the Patriots. He's not my
New
quarterback.
The Patriots had a... He was irrelevant last year. When Bill Belichick
and when they won a Super Bowl,
the next quarterback, when they take the next quarterback and they win at a 60-70% rate, I'm going to be made to look like a genius. And I think you should comp me for a year straight. After
I'll tell you what. All right, the minute somebody calls you a genius, other than your direct family or
Steve
somebody,
will slap them until he disavows them of that notion.
Albert, you're the best. I appreciate it. Tell your smart brother I said hi.
6-1. He's got a smart brother.
My general manager at the steakhouse.
Oh, well, there you go. At least there's one smart person in that family. 617-779-7937. Sorge is on the cell phone. Hey, Sorge.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call, Dale and Keith. I just want to get to, I mean, any way you look at it, this could be much too blown up. And the media could be, we could be blown a little bit out of proportion. But the main point is that it's just such a bad look, right? I mean, after the whole Spygate debacle, like, there's some things we can avoid in life, and I feel like this was just such an avoidable situation.
Or, Sorja, do they end up using it like they use every single thing ever, every kind of bulletin board material, ooh, and they've used it to their advantage? In fact, Keefspiracy.
I didn't even think of that.
Belichick started this whole thing.
That's awesome.
Belichick
planted this. That's great.
Yeah. Look, they're going to use it. I mean, honestly, it's stuff like this that helps them.
How about I'll give you another Keefspiracy. The NFL leaked it out there because now we're not talking about how incompetent Jerome Boger and his crew was.
Oh, good point. Maybe. See?
I just have a quick question for you guys, too.
Yeah.
There has been like some report. I mean, like when Deflategate went on, I think some people said that, the Patriots got off a little easy. Assuming anything comes out of this, what do you guys think the potential repercussions could be for the team and Belichick himself?
I would think personally a fine to the organization.
Oh, you're going to get fined.
Not personally to Belichick or anybody, but a fine for the organization.
All right, we'll play it out. Belichick was lying his ass off yesterday with OMF.
Yep.
He knew exactly what was going on. He directed him to make sure you get some sideline footage of the Bengals. He was the mastermind behind this whole thing. Well, if that were to be the case, then you would be talking first-round picks and maybe more.
Coaching suspension.
At that point, you would. I mean, they've already suspended Sean Payton, so they'd do that.
Which is why I just don't think this is worth it.
Right.
For whatever it was that you think that was to be gained by the Patriots to film the 1-13, 1-12 Bengals, it's not worth it, is it?
No.
Yeah.
It's also not worth it to get a good documentary. It's like to even play the game out. Even like you're right. Playing with fire. It wasn't part of it's not worth it.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We buried the lead. It is Tuesday. That means we've got a key for madness today.
We sure do.
And we've been so tied up in all this Spygate 2 stuff.
Yeah, we can take a break. I promise you it is not about Spygate 2.
Nice. We'll get to all of that after we trend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
This time of year, their parking lot is full with their own customers, and then the Santa Claus house is full with his customers. Most of them don't even go into Dragon's Lair.
A Santa house in front of a Sussex County sex shop.
Lotions and lace.
I mean, she drank almost the whole entire bottle of Fireball.
Here we go. It's Tuesday at noon 30. It means it's time for Kiefer Madness.
What would
here
you
on
do
Keefe?
If you drank a whole bottle of Fireball?
Well, you would have crazy, like, cinnamon breath.
How big,
that's
a,
for
how big a bottle? The little nips?
Oh, the
or
nips.
The,
I mean, no, I think they're talking about
the pints?
Big bottle.
Quart.
There's not as much alcohol in a Fireball as there is, like, vodka, rum, tequila.
So, like, a quart would be a problem?
I don't think it would kill you.
Asking for a friend.
Is it Steve?
So, what?
Oh, no, never mind.
Your breath, your breath would be great, though, for like a
minty
week.
Minty fresh.
Oh, but my God. Did, like, look at this guy.
Speaking of minty fresh, I did, when I was 14, I did Southern Comfort.
Oh, and you can't go back, probably.
No. I didn't drink almost all through high school.
That stuff's pretty
nasty. Yeah, but it was the middle of winter, and I was supposed to split it with a buddy. He never showed up.
So you had to.
I almost
died. Wasn't your fault.
Almost died.
I'll still never forget one time my college roommate, who was a defensive lineman on our team, he was probably like 6'4", 300 pounds.
Yep.
He had a toothache, and I came home, and he was sitting on our couch in boxers, a t-shirt, and like a Santa hat, because it was December, I guess.
It's in the spirit of the holidays.
And he was just drinking out of the bottle, SoCo. And like he was just polishing off this bottle. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I have a toothache.
Well, this will help.
I'm like, all right, well.
Once he got enough in him, you could have just punched him right in the mouth.
Oh, he would have the tooth.
40 years later, I get a shiver thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't blame him. If you smelled it right now.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even want to.
That's not good. Speaking of smells. It's a madness medley, by the way. Madness medley. So we have a few different stories to get to. The first one, speaking of smells, two repellent manufacturing companies have discovered a man whose farts can kill mosquitoes. That's why Steve's only in once a week.
Haven't had a bite.
Come on.
Haven't had a bite in years.
Mosquitoes are known for causing malaria, which is the number one cause of death in Africa. And Joe Ramirama from Uganda is said to be making huge cash from his unique and deadly farts that kill mosquitoes instantly.
All right, so
yeah,
that's so help awesome. Me out here. How do you apply the farts from this guy?
You have to hire him to sit next to you and fart on you all day long.
Yep, you're gonna have to have a certain menu.
Yep.
You know, all day he's got to eat certain things.
So the unnamed companies are reportedly paying Joe millions to study his farts so they can convert them into a mosquito repellent product. According to the report, Joe's good fart can kill all flying insects that are not bigger than mosquitoes within a 6-meter radius.
And small humans.
That's awesome.
That's
just awesome.
The report says that no one who has ever lived with Joe has ever caught malaria, and that Joe himself has no idea what a mosquito bite feels like.
Well, if he does this to mosquitoes, what's it like for the folks who live around him?
Listen, nobody that's ever lived with me has had malaria.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Point.
So,
yep. So
it was said that when he was very young in the village of Uganda, Joe's farts were appreciated to the point where the local chief always took him to live with him during malaria seasons. Here's some quotes from Joe. Quote, I eat ordinary food just like everyone else, but no insect can lay a foot on me, not even a fly. I smell like a normal man, and I bathe daily.
No, you don't.
And my farts are just like everyone else.
No, they're not.
They're only dangerous to small insects, especially mosquitoes.
You have superpowers.
Imagine buying a Raid can with my face on it.
Or your smell in it.
That's Joe.
They don't smell.
Yeah.
Well, not true.
He's killing off games.
Good for him.
We got some video game news for you guys. You guys prepared for some video game
news?
Let's
do this.
This could be. It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. That's right. I actually learned about this.
If it takes more than a minute.
That'd be Ryan Davey, my co-host on the Hashtag Dork podcast. He was the one that actually told me about this game. This game is coming soon. It's a one-person player. Where you get to play as... Actually, let me have you guys guess.
Okay.
It's a historical figure. It's a real person who really existed.
All right.
Who's no longer with us. And you can play as their life. A person of history. You have a guess.
The whole life, huh?
It could be anybody.
Abe Lincoln.
An Abe Lincoln video game. Good guess. Incorrect.
For a video game. Okay, General Patton.
That's a good one, too. Incorrect. All right. Jesus Christ.
Jesus loves you.
There's a new video game coming out.
I would be so afraid to play a video game in which I was Jesus.
Yeah. The name of the game is I Am Jesus Christ, and it is coming out. It's going to be set in the New Testament. There's already a trailer for the game. Players are given many of the same abilities, including the ability to heal others, multiply fish,
walk
and
on
calm
water.
Stormy seas. Yes, walk on water as well.
How about that water into wine thing?
I would assume that's got to be in here as
In the trailer, you can watch as like he uses magic from his hands and just fills an entire bucket with fish.
Shime, it is not magic Jesus does it.
You're a big gamer, Shime. Are you going to play the Jesus game?
No, I think I'm good.
I feel like that's is it blasphemy?
It actually
yes.
What this is?
It
like,
is.
Looks kind of like Skyrim.
It's what
looks kind of like Skyrim, but like with Jesus.
You know, Skyrim, but you know more, oh, yeah. More you know Bible what? Stuff.
Jesus in Fortnite.
Yeah, it is.
That would be like
that's kind of what. You
yeah,
got.
But he's not really shooting anybody.
Well,
or
now
anything.
People are hoping that there's going to be crossovers, and people on Twitter are hoping that he's going to be in the next Super Smash Brothers. Like, I feel like that's just taking it a little too far.
Yeah, a little bit.
But that's one of the other. Speaking of taking it too far, there is a dentist in Alaska who is got all kinds of allegations going his way. His
oh,
name
boy.
Is Seth Lookhart.
Oh, that
and
sound
he is accused of fraud and unnecessarily sedating patients. He also performed a procedure while riding a hoverboard.
Wow.
A former patient testified on Wednesday at his trial that she was angered when an investigator showed her an unauthorized 2016 video of Lookhart extracting one of her teeth while she was sedated and he was riding a hoverboard.
That's not a good thing.
She was pretty livid.
Was he clothed at the time?
He was, in the video that I see, he was wearing clothes, but he was, in fact, on a hoverboard.
Are those real things? I mean, other than Back to the Future? It's
oh, yeah. You know, yeah, yeah. There was like the biggest Christmas gift. Was it 2 years ago?
A couple years ago. And didn't they start exploding, or were those the other ones?
No, yeah. That was those. Yeah, yeah they had a little bit of a callback, I think, on those. The prosecutor asked her, when did Dr. Lookhart get your approval to take your tooth out on a hoverboard? And she said, quote, he never did. I obviously wouldn't have approved that. That's dangerous.
got that drill gone. Whoa! Sorry. Yeah.
He apparently sedated this woman's son just for a standard teeth cleaning as well, which I guess is obviously unnecessary.
Well, you know where that's going to lead. You know the next question. Come
so,
on.
Yes. That's Come why on. I said, did he have clothes on?
So the defense attorney did describe the dentist's actions as being absolutely stupid. However, he added this, but I've seen much more dangerous things where no doctor has been charged. So he's seen more
let your imagination run wild.
Yeah, he's seen more dangerous stuff.
No equivalence there.
I guess that he did deny most of the things he was accused of, but not the hoverboard thing. Because there is video of that, so you really can't deny the hoverboard thing. And then the big story of the week.
You got video.
Right. I mean, that's pretty much it. Big story of the week. And this was, I know the Greg Hill Show had mentioned this earlier as well. That did you see that piece of artwork that sold for $120,000?
Maybe the single dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, that
was
not
a
that.
Banana.
Duct tape to a wall.
Duct tape to the wall.
Real banana? A real banana.
A real banana. Oh, yeah. Oh, it was a legit banana.
Okay, but
120 grand somebody spent on it.
Awesome.
So then
I'm so proud of that artist.
That is God's way of saying you got too much disposable income.
Yeah. And then a guy went and ate the banana. But that was performance art.
That's what they said.
So you'd eat the banana.
What?
And I guess if you buy that piece of artwork, you're allowed to swap out the bananas, I guess, and it's still legit.
Oh.
I thought once
because
that banana
they are
goes
gonna,
they're going to go brown. Ugh. They're going to go real brown.
Right.
You're going to have to be making banana bread soon with that stuff.
But then somebody also vandalized that area because he was like, oh, you put a banana up, that sells for big. Guy goes in there, eats the banana because he was hungry. He said he would have eaten it sooner, but
all?
He wasn't hungry.
Yeah.
So he had to wait. And now somebody went up there on that same wall and vandalized it with the quote, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, so he went with that.
That was original.
But that you can't do, apparently. You can eat the banana. You can pay an outrageous amount for the banana.
Why would... And I'm,
but the Epstein thing you can't do.
I don't understand, you know, art and all that stuff. But why would anybody on the planet...
I don't know.
Pay $120,000 for a banana duct taped to a wall.
All right, was there
I'm
okay?
Not
I'll, give you a,
sure.
I'll give you an odd situation. Okay, there's a charity that some guy likes, and there's a charity auction of children's art.
See, I'll give you that.
All right,
but that's not what this one was.
Children's art,
right?
He's trying to make a donation.
Who else comes up with a banana taped to a wall?
I mean, it's you know, who else is doing that though? If you thought you're just
children.
Mad, you didn't think of it.
Children.
I've never seen a child do that, Steve.
I threw bananas up against the wall all
that's
the time.
That's not the
we
same.
Couldn't, I was so poor, we couldn't afford
You'd
tape.
You'd have duct tape.
So I just, no,
just
couldn't afford it.
Jammed
fired
the wall.
Just,
that is true.
Or
that
punched a hole in the wall and put the banana in there.
Yeah, right?
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
No, you never want to fall for that. So there you go. There's the Madness Medley today.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. There is a mystery in the National Hockey League. What got a coach fired this morning? We'll at least touch on that and get back to your calls as well. Dale and Keith with Diossi Sports Radio, WEEI.
the guy was, he was farting.
A man wouldn't stop farting.
When you cannot function.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
A quick aside here, just tell you about a weird story in the National Hockey League. There's been a lot of talk in the NHL over the last month or so about the conduct of coaches. This started with the firing of Bill Peters, or the forced resignation of Bill Peters, the head coach of the Calgary Flames, for reportedly and allegedly using racial slurs to denigrate a black player that he had on his team a number of years ago. Mark Crawford of the Chicago Blackhawks has been sent home right now while they investigate allegations of physical abuse of players who played under him at various times. Yesterday, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman held a press conference. He outlined new policies to crack down on misconduct, particularly from coaches across the NHL. So then all of a sudden, we find out today that the Dallas Stars fired coach Jim Montgomery. Now, the Stars have actually been one of the hotter teams in the NHL of late, have one of the best records in the month of November. If the playoffs started today, they would be in a playoff position. And today they fired him. The general manager, Jim Nill, had to explain why they fired Montgomery today and gave the job to former Bruins coach Rick Bowness, at least on an interim basis.
I was made aware of a situation over the weekend involving a ploy of the Dallas Stars organization. Upon collecting all the information and executing an internal investigation, including speaking with ownership, management, and general counsel, it was determined that there was a material act of unprofessionalism contrary to the values and standards held by the Dallas Stars organization. It is very clear this cannot be tolerated, and therefore we have relieved Jim Montgomery of his duties immediately. This decision was not, I repeat, was not based on on-ice performance, and there's no connection to any past or present players.
Now, he went on to say there is no criminal investigation involved, which, of course, leads everybody on the planet, but especially in Dallas, to go, what did he do between Sunday and today?
It's tough. It's one of those guys where, on the one hand, you're protecting his privacy, but on the other hand, you are allowing everybody to come up with their best guess as to what it is. Could be something significantly worse than what it is. You have no idea.
Like, it's going to come out, though.
It is eventually going to come out. You're right. In this day and age, it's almost impossible for it not to come out. Does this guy have Twitter? Can we go through his Twitter? Does he have something?
Unprofessional conduct was the term Jim Neal used when he described why they fired Jim Montgomery
Could be anything.
Right.
You could label anything as unprofessional.
Could be a physical confrontation with another employee. Could be...
He claims that it did not involve any player or team employee. He claims.
What does the original statement say, though? Conduct detrimental?
It was unprofessional conduct.
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, but that's just me.
Well, and okay, by so, the way, it's right. pretty clear that everybody would say he got caught messing around.
Okay, but that's...
Is that a fireable offense?
Yeah, but it says no other employee.
It says that. It says no players or team employees were involved.
Maybe a media employee?
Yeah, right, someone exactly.
Someone covering the team?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Because, again, team employee, how far does that...
Right.
Umbrella.
Right. So somebody covering me, maybe had a physical altercation or maybe an affair with somebody was covering the team.
But it's just weird how you can't.
Drug issue?
If you're not going to say, but you're going to fire him. Like, all right. So I wonder.
He's got 2 years left under his contract. Now, presumably, if they fired him for unprofessional conduct, they're going to try to not have to pay him, right?
Right. And is he going to look for another job? And if so, he's going to have to say what it is, right? Because they're not going to be like, oh, what happened there?
Nothing to see here.
No, it wasn't
on
ice.
They just fired me.
On ice was good. So, eventually it'll come out.
It has to.
You know, if it was the NFL or even like the NBA, I think it would be a lot more difficult to keep, you know, under their hat.
True.
I mean, the NHL, you may be able to buy a little bit more time until somebody kind of sniffs it out.
True.
I mean, you could theoretically, that he's had alcohol issues. But that would be something that you'd want to get him help for. You wouldn't fire him for, right?
Absolutely.
We're gonna do our best. We're going to help him get through this. We're going to get him treatment. We're going to, you know, help him move forward. You wouldn't think that would be it.
No, you wouldn't. But maybe if it's... Maybe if it's a second or third offense of something like that. I don't know. Maybe there's a drug issue. I have no idea. It lends to wild speculation.
Right.
And
that's it.
It doesn't have to be that way because eventually it's going to come out. Maybe you're right. Maybe there's some sort of issue. And again, if that issue comes as a drug issue or alcohol issue or, you know, I don't know, a sexual... not assault or whatever, but...
No, because that would involve a criminal
investigation. Who knows? But again, why not just come out? So it's got to be something personal. Got to be something that...
Oh, we'll know. You're right. We'll find out.
Right.
Probably before the day is out, but it's weird that a successful coach in the NHL...
Agreed.
...got fired today for what we don't know. An update, by the way, on the whole situation with the Patriots and the videotape. Mark Maskey, who covers the NFL for the Washington Post, tweeted out a few minutes ago, "The NFL hopes to move quickly in its investigation of the Patriots video. A resolution is possible this week. One source said a consideration for the league is whether the video shows anything that couldn't be seen on TV or on the coach's tape."
Yeah, all right. So that's, again, we got to see the tape. I mean, it's hard for us to have a real opinion on it without seeing the tape. Like, again, you can sort of theorize as to what it is. And all right, 8 minutes of sideline, okay, what else is in the video, you know? What were his instructions? Like, what if you're this third party guy, like, what are your instructions? Hey, just film whatever you feel like and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And put it together. Or was he told specifically to do this and then he kind of went rogue? Or worst case for the Patriots, was he told, by the way, make sure you get some of that Cincinnati sideline while you're at it.
In coincidence, I guess, NFL owners and executives have begun meeting in Dallas. They've got 2 days of meetings. The GMs meet today. The owners have committee meetings today. Full ownership meeting is tomorrow in Dallas. So Roger Goodell's got everybody in one place at one time, I guess, if he wants to talk about stuff with people. That would include, obviously, the owner of the New England Patriots will be there today as well if he wants to talk to him.
Hmm.
I don't know that they will, but...
Maybe that's why they're saying it's going to be moved along rather quickly. What, are you going to, like, see him down at Starbucks in the lobby and not say, hey, Raj, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on? Nothing.
Nothing.
Big game against Cincy this weekend, that's all.
You good?
Nothing else.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We get right back to the calls with you coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.